Chapter 8, Instrumental to the Show. Though Discord still felt incredibly insulted that the Ponyville players refused to recognize his talent by awarding him the musical's lead role, he decided that he would go check out the first rehearsal anyway, just to see what a disaster it was going to be. And if it wasn't a disaster, he would be sure to spice things up. "Maybe that's why Celestia sent me here," he thought, "to stop these ponies from being so dreadfully boring." "Whoa! You showed up after all!" Rainbow Dash marveled, flapping her blue wings to catch up to Discord as he floated past Town Hall. "I was pretty sure you were going to skedaddle as soon as you got that casting news." "Really, Rainbow Dash? Frankly, I am shocked," Discord scoffed. He twisted his long, snake-like body around and turned toward her. "You make it sound as if I have an ego as fragile as Rarity's." "I resent that comment very much," huffed Rarity, who had been trotting behind them alongside Applejack. Rarity stuck her nose in the air, flipped her purple mane, and pushed her way forward. "See what I mean?" Discord said. "So touchy." Discord and Rainbow Dash filed inside the theater and took their seats in the auditorium. The ponies who were already sitting nearby saw Discord and scurried off. It was the same old story. No pony wanted to be near him. "All right, Twilight, every pony's here now," Torch Song said. She held up a scroll filled with names. Her little magenta mane braid kept swinging into her face as she spoke. "Is it time to start practicing our first scene?" She trotted over to Twilight, who was up on stage ready to give her first rehearsal pep talk. "Thank you, Torch Song, and yes," Twilight replied, shielding her eyes from the stage lights and looking out into the audience to greet her cast. "But where is every pony?" Just a moment before, the entire cast and crew of The Singing Stallion had been awaiting instructions from their director. Now the theater was empty, except for Rainbow Dash and Discord. The big beast lounged back across several seats with his feet kicked up, nonchalantly flipping through a songbook and humming a tune. Every pony else was cowering in the shadows on either side of the room, whispering to one another in fear. Discord sighed and closed his songbook. "The cheese stands alone, it appears."
"Cheese sandwich?" shouted Pinkie Pie. "Where is he? You don't have to stand alone, Cheese! I'll stand with you!"
She began to bounce around, searching high and low for her buddy. "Discord," Twilight groaned. "What did you do?" Discord floated up to the stage with his claw and paw up in surrender.
"Nothing at all, except help."
He held up the songbook and pointed to a page.
"This song in the show calls for 56 trombones in the huge parade, so I thought I would start getting the props ready and conjure some up. That's all."
He put on his most innocent face. But a subtle, wicked smile still found its way there, curling up the corners of his mouth. Suddenly, a resounding honk blared through the audience. It was a giant red trombone with a green apple on it. Twilight Sparkle narrowed her eyes. It looked familiar somehow.
"Oh, my Celestia, is that Big Mac?"
Twilight gritted her teeth.
"Did you just transform our lead actor into an instrument?"
"Whoopsies,"
Discord smiled sheepishly.
"My brother,"
cried Apple Bloom, bounding over with her little bow bouncing in her mane.
"I assure you, he's fine, Apple Boot," Discord giggled with glee. "But doesn't he look delightfully silly?"
"It's you who look silly."
Apple Bloom ran over to Discord and stomped her hooves on the ground.
"Change him back into a pony, right now!"
"Oh, fine." Discord pointed his claw at the trombone. With a zap, Big Mac was back to normal, scratching his orange mane in confusion.
The rest of the ponies ran over to him to make sure he was okay.
But can I be honest with you, as your friend? You all really need to lighten up. We're entertainers. We're here to entertain.
You promised that if we let him join our show, he wouldn't mess with us, Twilight,
shouted Minuet. She pointed her hoof at Discord.
And he's already causing trouble. He's going to ruin our musical,
cried Flitter. The ponies nodded in agreement, and a buzz of activity broke out. Fluttershy and Applejack rushed on stage to help Twilight calm down the group.
All right now, Everpony, said Applejack. Let's stop overreacting. Big Mac is just fine, right?
Yep,
Big Mac said with a cool nod.
Discord's just nervous is all, Fluttershy replied, her voice soft. He's still new to Ponyville, and you're all being very hard on him. Please give him another chance.
She shot a serious look at Discord. He cowered.
I think you should apologize now, Discord. That was a very mean thing to do.
I'm so very sorry, Large Macintosh,
Discord said, bowing deep and draping his lion's arm across his body.
Please accept this trombone as recompense for my thoughtless actions.
Discord passed Big Mac a shiny yellow trombone. Apple Bloom's jaw dropped.
Who is that? No, Pony, that one's actually just a trombone. But you should have seen your face. Priceless!
Discord held his stomach and laughed hysterically. That's quite enough playing around, Twilight chided. We've got an actual play to do, remember? Rehearsal was supposed to start 3 minutes ago. Discord yawned, pointed to his watch, and looked around.
Well, what's been taking so long? Let's put on a musical.